ladies and gentlemen, this is your GCRN Wars Tag Team Wrestling Tournament with your host, Mike, TFG1 Blanchard.
A lot of people think I enjoy going out, repossessing cars from poor people.
You're right. I love it.
And featuring TV's Mr. Neal.
The whole wrestling world is going to stand up and take notice.
And from Simplistic Reviews, DJ Valentine.
Damn!
And Matthew Stewart.
You know what? You have a malignant case of wall-to-wall dumb. You're stupid.
And now, let's get ready to podcast.
That's right. I am the Revo Man, Optimus Solo, and get the fuck out of here for all I care. Welcome to GCRN Wars. This is the next round, round four in the tag team tournament for wrestling here on Wars. I am TFG and Mike. Joining me is my, I guess, new tag team partner, TV's Mr. Neil. Hello.
I guess we're the new foundation.
Oh, God. Yes, and also joining us from Simplistic Reviews, we have Matthew Stewart. Hello, sir.
Hello. I was sent in a capsule from a place not from here. To attack and keep coming. Not to ask, but just to give. Not to want, but just to send.
For a minute there, I thought you said give nut. Not, I mean, not.
I will give nuts when needed. Do you need nut? Who need
no.
nut?
No.
Sometimes you feel like
also,
nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Also joining us is that traitorous wrestling person, DJ Valentine.
I'm here because everybody's got a price. Mine, $1.50.
Mm-hmm. That's all it took.
That's all it took.
For a minute there, I thought it would have taken $3.50.
$3.50. No.
Lock this monster.
So I've been listening and I've been, editing this stuff. I have no idea what's going on half the time behind the scenes on this because this was all Optimus Solo's thing that he wanted to run. I'm glad that we're doing it, and as he said before, this is leading up to our top 100 wrestlers of all time list. And the results from round three, wow. So, who's ready to get upset?
I guess it depends on who you're talking to here.
Who's pissed off?
The internet, damn it! Pissed off!
They've been pissed off since 1995.
Matt, do your internet impersonation. Go ahead, do it.
I thought I did it in the last episode.
The best impersonation of all time.
Mom, stop. No, Mom, leave me alone. Oh, Mom, on the internet. Stop. Yes, I will take more pizza rolls now. Well, I could go for some pizza rolls right now, actually. So. Rolls. Internet, everyone. Da-da.
Yeah, okay then. Alrighty. Okay, getting to the results here. So the first... I don't have the bracket in front of me, folks. Again, I blame Optimus Solo for just, basically running back up the ramp on me here. First matchup, Legion of Doom versus the Outsiders. Legion of Doom won 52% to 48%.
Wow.
Was a close one.
Yes, it was.
What was the breakdown on that one?
I don't know. You'll have to ask Kevin next time.
He's on. Damn it, Kevin.
Fired.
Hey, Kevin's the one with all the math here.
Bitch.
Yeah.
AO turn to A no.
I won't give the actual numbers, but I'll say it was a one vote difference.
Oh, who was that? Yo, come on.
Yo.
Hey, yo, what happened?
It was Roz.
I saw Scott Hall recently, and boy, he is not aging well.
No, he's not.
I saw a picture. I was like, who is that old man next to Kevin? Oh my God.
He's been doing a DDP yoga, so you see, you should have seen him before DDP yoga.
That's true. Yeah. He was the question mark.
So what do we think of the Legion of Doom beating the Outsiders, guys? Neil?
I don't know. I don't think this would. This is how it would go down if this match actually happened.
No.
Scripted or I know these programs are not real, but you know I don't think there's any federation in the world that would go, oh yeah, you know the Legion of Doom going over Outsiders. No. By the late 90s, I don't think this would happen.
Matt, what about you?
Maybe people were partial for the LOD 2000 crew or something like that. I don't know. Maybe a story I told about how the Legion of Doom, they had that storyline where Animal was hooked on heroin or something like that, and they had the other guy come in because he wanted to be part of the Legion of Doom. Maybe that hit home for a lot of people. I don't know. Maybe people enjoyed it.
Thanks, Matt.
Maybe we got some Heidenreich fans.
Maybe we got some Heidenreich fans because, you know, he is huge now.
You say Animal, all I can think of is the Muppet drummer.
He probably had an equal chance of winning against the Outsiders.
I don't know how that happened. I mean, it's like nostalgia, maybe? But everybody fucking loves the Outsiders and Kevin Nash and Scott Hall. I mean, that's very... This internet is confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I do not get it. That's why you got to get out there and vote, kids. Get out there and vote because your vote counts. Apparently, in this one, it counted.
Yep.
It definitely did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll say this right now. The next matchup, I wanted to be the final matchup of the entire tournament. But before we get to that, DJ, what did you think of this outcome for Legion versus Outsiders?
I'm sad. I like Razor Ramon, Scott Hall, Diesel, Kevin Nash. They should have won. I mean, hasn't Legion of Doom ever like even used little shoulder pads for anything other than an entrance? I mean, you poke your eye out with that thing, man. Like, I mean, if anybody knows how to use paint better than a Legion of Doom, it's the Outsiders. I'm kind of sad. That's how I feel.
I mean, I guess there's still one face painted. I mean, Demolition was out last time, so you have Demolition gone, and now you have them. So you have one face painted team still left.
Well, yeah. Well, if, yes. It's, well, you got the we got the Hardys in there somewhere. So we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, I mean, it's only when Jeff is like high on PCP.
That's true. When Jeff is high in more ways than one.
But he's fighting Sting, and Sting's like, "This is crap."
He's doing the Jack Sparrow paint my eyelids, my eyes, so you can't tell when I'm unconscious or not.
Exactly. And so we head down to Miami, Florida to check in with DJ because apparently there's some boys he needs to report on.
What? Welcome. Oh, thanks for that amazing throw, Mike. Welcome back to our, I don't know, 16, 15, 14 of the Hardy Boys and the Dudley Boys TLC BWKSA match. That's right. The first annual tables, ladders, chairs, barbed wire, kitchen sink, and armoire match. These two teams have caused more surrounding property damage than the aliens from Independence Day. We've seen three deadly death drops. One through that aforementioned armoire, two twists of fate, a swanton bomb through a table, under a ladder, on top of a barbed wire wrapped above ground swimming pool, wheeled in by an architect and two demolition experts who instructed both teams in the proper way to destroy their rather confusing construction. If you're wondering why I'm sitting behind a plastic play school art table, it's because Devon used my actual announce table as a flaming battering ram, a la Braveheart, before we even rang the bell. I'm no doctor. But I gotta say that the bones of each one of these two teams have to be broken at this point, except for maybe their thumbs. Wait a minute, I'm right. Bubba Ray and Matt Hardy have decided to end this match the only way they can. A thumb wrestling competition in the middle of the ring. Bubba Ray seems to be implementing the spitting cobra bent thumb defensive technique, while Matt Hardy, Matt Fax, has decided the side-by-side tallywhacker technique. Oh no! Matt shoots in, he shoots in for the attack, but lands right into the grip of that spinning cobra. 1, 2, 3, and the Dudleys have done it right down to their last finger. Although it Still unclear if a thumb is actually a finger. Might be safer referring to it as an appendage or a digit. Regardless, the Dudleys are triumphant in a match that gets at least one thumb up. Back to you, Mike.
The aliens from Independence Day? You couldn't at least use the ones from Mars Attacks? Come on.
Mars Attacks sucks. Back to you, Mike.
I don't think so. You
it's
have
a horrible
that
film. It's a horror. Have you watched it recently? It's really, really bad. Back to you.
It's hilarious. You need to go jump in the Atlantic Ocean.
Tim Burton peaked at Batman Returns. Back to you, Mike.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. He peaked at Batman, actually.
Catwoman was a...
No love for Ed Wood.
Michelle Pfeiffer's Catwoman is iconic. Back to you, Mike.
Oh, God. So, yes, the Dudleys beat the Hardys 52% to 48%. Another close one. It was another 1 point difference. Wow. Neil?
Get the tables. That's all I got to say.
Yep. Matt?
Yeah, I mean, what we were saying last time, DJ, I mean, chicks love Matt. They love Jeff Hardy.
They love Jeff Hardy, man.
And you love Matt Fax. So Matt Fax, the chicks love Jeff. I mean, don't you know that like Matt only drinks like 2% milk? I mean, these are the important things you need to know about this tag team.
I love the Matt Fax.
Oh, Matt Fax. I mean, bring him back to somebody else.
I love the Matt Fax. Matt Fax is cool.
Who else needs Matt Fax? Like, who would do well with Matt Fax now? And bring Matt Hardy. Broken Matt Hardy or reborn Matt Hardy.
I think Kurt Angle would do great with
Angle
Matt
Fax.
Angle Fax? I would watch the hell out of some Angle Fax.
That would be great.
Kurt Angle won an Olympic gold medal with a broken freaking neck. The Angle broken... Truths. I'm in. I'm in.
Oh, my God.
We keep going over all the gold that the Dudleys had. And they had a lot of gold. And got a lot of wood, too. A lot of wood, a lot of gold. And it had Stacey Keibler as a valet, the Duchess of Dudleyville.
I forgot about that. You had
the Hardys ahead, Lita, and Lita's a legend too. So I mean,
like you said, a lot of wood.
A lot of wood. Tag teams had a lot of wood. Mm-hmm. But man, I mean, you can't beat a team that fights out of the slums of Philadelphia, out of the scumbag area of Philadelphia, out of ECW to be champions multiple times over. So,
well, next thing you know, they're going to be heading to Bel Air or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Exactly. you said Matt Hardy only drinks 2% milk, and all I can think of is he drinks 98% alcohol.
No, that's terrible.
Substance abuse.
Those damn Hardys.
Yeah.
Hardy boys. I don't know. Boys, I'm glad this one was that close because it was kind of refreshing to see that you got a good response from the crowd about who voted on this. So exciting stuff there, Mike.
Exactly. All right, next up we had the Hart Foundation versus the Brain Busters. This was a blowout.
Of course.
But, like, did anybody not expect a blowout on this one?
Unless the Hart Foundation got like the freaking an army of Arns. There's no way.
Arnie's army.
The Hart Foundation wins 89% to 11%.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Man. Well, there is justice in the world, I guess, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Neil, thoughts?
The best there is. The best there was, and the best there ever will be. I love the Hart Foundation.
They pulled off pink before it was fashionable.
Yes.
No.
They made pink awesome.
They did pink fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Matt, any thoughts?
I mean, I think at the end of the day, this was the Brain Busters, they didn't really, I mean, who was their biggest competition? The Head Shrinkers?
That was a close match, Joe.
It was closer than a lot of people thought. So it was only right that they actually had a blowout here. But, I know this is beyond the Hart Foundation, but, Bret Hart got away with calling Triple H and Shawn Michaels a couple of homos when they were in the ring the whole time.
I remember.
And I think we'll go over that probably later on when we do our big countdown. But I don't know why. I imagine him saying that to them, and then Jim Neidhart going,
"Yeah, baby, yeah,
yeah." R.I.P. Jim Neidhart, by the way. So I don't think we've covered that yet. That he's no longer with us as well, too. But Hart Foundation, you know, clever name too. Hart Foundation. I mean, you don't really think about that. It's like, oh, I get it. It's kind of like almost a hospital type thing. So.
And we have Matthew Stewart in some back alley of Chicago talking about the next match. What's going on out there, Matt?
Thank you, Mike. Actually, we're in Knoxville, Tennessee at the Knoxville Municipal Stadium Arena in Knoxville. Yeah, we don't really have a name for it yet because it is actually just a large mound of dirt in the middle of a giant field. We haven't built it yet, but tonight we have quite a matchup between the Harlem Heat, those bad boys from Harlem, and we have the undead guys, the Brothers of Destruction, and they're ready to come out here any minute now. Oh, actually, here come the Brothers of Destruction in tow with Fred Durst. Fred Durst is actually driving a motorcycle, a motorcade, with the Brothers of Destruction. This is unbelievable. I've never seen anything like this before. For all 17 people out here, this is incredible. They've never seen anything like this in Knoxville. This is incredible. And they don't even have a ring in the middle. They're just going to wrestle on the big ground. This could be the burial ground for these Brothers of Destruction, because here come the Harlem Heat and Sister Sherry. Oh, Sister Sherry, she's looking quite succulent tonight. These 17 people are loving it. Sister Sherry isn't having it because he slapped that guy in the face and he couldn't believe it. That guy might actually be dead. This is incredible. The pandemonium has taken place and the match hasn't even started. Oh, wait, hold on a minute. Oh, the Harlem Heat, they're completely beating up Fred Durst. They are destroying Fred Durst. They just took his red baseball cap. They said, "Sucker, what do you want from this?" He threw it on the ground. They are pulverizing Fred Durst, and the Brothers of Destruction can't believe it. Actually, oh my God, the Brothers of Destruction are leaving. They are actually leaving as Harlem Heat is completely destroying Fred Durst. Wes Borland isn't even showing up for this. Nobody from Limp Bizkit is showing up for this because, like I said, there's only 17 people in this crowd. And the Brothers of Destruction, they're leaving. They actually just hopped on their motorcycles. They are driving away. I think the referee doesn't know what to do here. I think he's going to count them out. They're at 9, 10. This match is completely over, and Harlem Heat has defeated the Brothers of Destruction by a countout, and Fred Durst is dead.
Yay.
Back to you, Mike.
What about Carson Daly?
Oh,
Carson Daly lives on. He actually lives with Christina Aguilera.
He's immortal.
Back to you, Mike.
Oh, boy. Well, then, that was a scintillating matchup with a really crap ending, because I'm sorry, the Brothers of Destruction...
It depends who you talk to, Mike. Back to you, Mike.
I agree. Back to you, Mike.
No, I'm not saying I didn't want the Harlem Heat to win. I'm saying the Brothers of Destruction, I don't think, would have just walked out of that. They would have
This is Fred Durst, Mike. Back to you, Mike.
I agree, Fred Durst. Back to you, Mike.
Since when?
Since 1998, Mike. Fred back Durst to you, Mike.
Back to you. He did it all for the nookie, Mike. Back to you.
I don't do this often, folks, on air, and you may or may not be able to hear this, but this is an actual head desk.
Keep rolling, rolling, Mike. Back to you.
That poor desk.
Back to you, Mike.
My poor eardrums. Limp Bizkit. Back to you, Mike.
So Harlem Heat beat the Brothers of Destruction 62% to 38%.
Incredible.
Not worthy of a ring. A 1-2-3 count, I think, Mike. Back to you.
Well, this match was thrown together quite quick.
Yeah, apropos, man.
We didn't even have time to build the ring.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Kane has no power without the flames. He can't ride a motorcycle on dirt. What is the Undertaker going to do?
Shift back to his better gimmick.
Yeah, he went from rest in peace to rest in these relaxed fit jeans. I'm going to go with the original Undertaker, please.
Rest in Wranglers.
Rest in Lees.
I don't know if Harlem Heat came in as baby faces, but after destroying Fred Durst, I think they're super baby faces now.
I mean, oh my God. They're like, Angel wings.
Impossible to turn ever again.
Yeah. Superman's like a villain compared to these people. Mm-hmm. We don't really like Fred Durst if you've not caught on into this. We're members of the Insane Clown Posse, apparently. We do not like Fred Durst.
We don't like Fred Durst, and we don't like Public Enemy.
No.
The wrestling group.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. I like the rappers, not the wrestling
group. Chucky's classic.
That's funny. Did we see this going any other way, honestly? Because, like you guys said last episode, Brothers of Destruction, it's the Undertaker and Kane, and they each have their own legacy. Putting them together as the Brothers of Destruction, it's... I don't want to say it's a gimmick, because it really isn't. It's just a thing to have them be able to do something. Like, it's not like... I'm sorry, that DX Brothers of Destruction match at the... Crown Jewel. I'm sorry. That's I've been covering WWE pay-per-view events for 3 years now. That's single-handedly the worst pay-per-view event in 3 years in my mind right now. Yeah.
Was there any sort of highlight for that from that pay-per-view?
It ended.
Hogan. Oh wait, no.
Ooh. No, not really. I skipped over that entire thing. Anyway, so Harlem Heat move on. Brothers of Destruction will rest in peace themselves. What do you guys think of these, just overall, this round reveal from round three going into round four?
Overall, good. Would have liked outsiders to stay in it, but, you know,
yes.
I guess that was the only shock I think had by
we're
all
broken.
Of us.
We're broken.
Yeah, it's like, oh. But all the matches, I mean, two really close ones, two incredibly close ones, and then
right. Pretty
much two blowout on one mega blowout, which I think we all saw coming. And then the Harlem Heat one is I'm excited about that one.
They're the Cinderella story.
They're the ones
that are they took out Edge and Christian, so they're essentially in their slot right now.
Yep.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to take a quick 1 or 2 minute break. We'll come back with round four after this. We'll be right back. We are back here on GCRN Wars, our wrestling tag team tournament. I am, of course, the Repo Man, TFG1 Mike, filling in for that slacker Optimus Solo. God, now I feel like Mr. Strickland all of a sudden. Anyway, next up is our round of four matchups. This is the final four. We have the Legion of Doom, who is the number one seed, versus the number five seed in the Hart Foundation. Who's going to win this tag team matchup and why, Neil?
Well, my heart's telling me.
Oh, well, that with an A.
Waiting your whole life for that.
Yes. I got this feeling that it's going to be the Hart Foundation. They're the best there is, the best it was, best ever will
be. It never gets old.
Yes.
Neil gets paid $15 every time he uses that catchphrase.
That's right.
He wishes he did.
I get a check from Stampede.
Woo, that's a deep cut right there.
Super deep.
And if you Canadian wrestler,
if I say it with a Canadian accent, I get paid more. But it's in Canadian dollars, so it's about the same.
Canadian dollars, so it's like $1.50.
Yes.
Like to me.
The Legion of Doom are up against the greatest tag team that ever was.
That's all against.
Against.
Oh, boy.
Sorry,
Matt,
about
what
that.
About you? What are your feelings on this?
Has the Hart Foundation had the easiest road out of any tag team so far?
I don't know. I guess the Outsiders are... No, that's...
No, that wasn't even them. That was the aforementioned Legion of Doom. So the Legion of Doom had
a few... Hart Foundation beat that. Who is the hardest person the Hart Foundation has gone up against?
Did they put... were they against Doom, maybe? I don't even know who they were against.
Were they up against Demolition? I can't remember their road to the final.
The road to immortality.
This is going to be their biggest competition.
The road to the final four is paved with dead turkey bits at this point. I'm going to have to look it up. I don't know.
I just feel like the Hart Foundation have had a pretty easy road. But isn't to say, I mean, but I think they've dominated most of their matchups too. So,
The last matchup that they had, according to my information, was versus the Brainbusters.
Oh, okay. So the lightest matchup was their hardest matchup, and that wasn't even all that difficult for them. So,
right. The Horsemen.
Yeah, I mean, the Horsemen, but it's just a hard...
Is it really the Horsemen? There was no player there.
It's the Horsemen brothers.
Oh, the Horsemen.
Close enough.
Brothers Horsemen.
Half of the Horsemen.
I mean,
if you would have put Flair there, then you would have seen a match. That would have been like a good... stable versus the Hart Foundation.
Think about this: the new Hart Foundation versus the Four Horsemen in their prime. What would be a better stable? What would be a better matchup there? That's the interesting. Horsemen. Not for this episode, because it's going to be the Hart Foundation taking down the Legion of Doom. I don't care what anybody's saying. Face painting is stupid.
Except for birthday parties.
Except for birthday parties, but you hire a clown to do it for you.
That's all. Why would you hire the joke? Paint your face in blood.
Doink. Doink will do it.
Well, yeah, Doink. Eugene will do it.
Binky the clown. Oh, God. Binky and Bozo show.
maybe you bring in John Wayne Gacy. Then we
You really went there.
I did. I went pogo. baby. Pogo.
DJ, thoughts on the Hart Foundation versus Legion of Doom?
You can't. Unless there's a bunch of 75-year-old men kicking around there. How do you vote against Bret Hart? It's Bret freaking Hart. The guy got screwed by Shawn Michaels and then he spit in Vince McMahon's face. It's Bret Hart. Engine Man when I heard it in Jimmy Hart. Yeah, it's Bret Hart. He has the cheapest sunglasses in America and we still love him.
Yes.
Bret Hart.
I was a kid in that crowd. I'd be like, please give me your plastic glasses.
Your plastic glasses that have no form. Please.
That have a bunch of sweat, that dirty, greasy sweat all over it.
Canadian bacon all day.
There you go.
All right. So God. So then we have the number 3 seed Dudley Boys versus the number 18 seed Harlem Heat. DJ, take it away.
Cinderella's chariot and her horses are going to turn into a pumpkin and a bunch of rats. There's no way the Harlem Heat get over Dudley Boys. There's no way. Have they ever been in a table match? Have they ever been in a ladder match? Have they ever been in a chair match? No. The Dudleys have done all three and have got more belts than Booker T has dreadlocks. I'm telling you right now, there's no way. There's no way they beat them. No way.
Neil?
Back to you.
You didn't go anywhere.
It's that weird guy who's in Miami.
The last time I checked.
There's a lot of weird guys in Miami, though.
There are.
That's true.
I was formerly one of them.
That's very true.
Neil, thoughts?
Table time. I don't see how we're not gonna get the Dudleys in the finals. They're gonna steamroll Harlem Heat. Send them right back to 110th Street or whatever.
Harlem.
Yeah.
Yeah,
110th Street.
Wasn't that what they always said?
It was like that was a good call.
Wherever they're from in Harlem, straight from the Apollo, the Harlem Heat.
They're gonna give them a nice table for their apartment. They're gonna give them a nice bunch of furniture. They're gonna give them
nice furnished apartment.
A table, a ladder, and a chair. You mean?
They're gonna get the
The only way the Harlem Heat can beat the Dudley Boys is if they bring in John McClane and Samuel Jackson. That's the only way.
McClane!
Die hard with a
exactly. The guy that wears the sign that says, "I hate Harlem Heat." He's either got a lot of personal problems, none of his dogs are barking.
Hey, Zeus!
Hey, Zeus! Booker T. Do I look Puerto Rican to you?
We're just gonna devolve into Die Hard with a Vengeance. You better move on.
Yeah, let's move on. Yeah,
well, it is one of the better Die Hard movies.
How colorful.
Any other thoughts on Dudley's versus Harlem Heat, guys?
I'm sticking with the Heat. I'm going with the Heat.
Wow.
The beginning.
This will be the only on the Harlem Heat. For. This is the only Heat I won't root for.
I mean, outside of the Hardy Boys versus Dudley Boys, this is probably your best matchup you're going to have all bracket, I would assume.
What? No.
It's also something you've never seen before. You've never seen Harlem Heat take on the Dudley Boys. So this is literally a dream match. Literally a dream match. This is a dream match.
Talk about dropping the bombshell.
Yeah.
Oh boy, you had a dream about Harlem Heat versus Dudley Boys. You need to wake up and apologize, right?
You don't want to
apologize, right? The fuck now.
Consist of, sir. They're very personal.
Oh god, that's
funny. Yeah, that's what I dream about. It all comes clean after
you then. All right. So that's the final four, folks. Go vote. I mean, that's all I can say is just go vote, please. Go make your voices heard, because I'm pretty sure we had a silent election this year. Oops, sorry.
Oh,
what? Oh, no. Hey, what? Excuse me? Hello?
Hello, Governor. Bitch hats. This is silent election. I'm here to hear everything you say.
I hear everything. We hear everything. The Russians, we're always around.
We are legion, because remember.
Yeah.
Remember.
Yeah.
The 5th of November.
The only way that the Legion of Doom would beat the Heart Foundation is if Bad Howard came in, DJ.
Oh, Jesus.
It's the only way.
Oh, God.
It's a counterpart joke, folks. Go listen to Remote Control.
J.K. Simmons just starts shooting people.
That's how you cross-promote.
Exactly. Wow. Like I said earlier in this episode, I was not expecting this to end like this, and I guess I should have, because the Dudleys and the Hardys were, I think they were on the same side of the bracket, obviously. Because that's, you know, when Kevin announced the 32 teams and all that and everything else, I'm like, oh, Dudleys and Hardys, that's easily the final matchup. Because those are the two most extreme teams out of all of these teams that we had in this tournament.
There's more than just extreme. There's finesse. There's wrestling prowess. There's legacy. So the Hardys are really
they're all back there in the graveyard with the Brothers of Destruction. They're all right. Gone at this point.
They just rode off into the sunset because they were like, "Fred Durst, you're dead."
Let's Fred keep Durst rolling, technically is alive, but we're just making
somewhere else.
Fred Durst, don't fear, folks. Fred Durst is alive. Unless you're listening to this 30 years in the future, when Fred Durst would actually be dead. But if you're listening to it live, he is alive.
Fred Durst is a cockroach who's going to outlive all of us.
It's just his soul that's dead.
It's the soul. Everybody who's listening, his soul has been blackened by the sounds of Limp Bizkit. It's going to be an ash. The whole world will be ashes in one red hat. That's all it's going to be.
Oh, boy. Wow. Well, this podcast took a turn. I think this has to be the most heelish podcast out of all the ones you guys have done at this point.
Hey, man, you put the heels in charge. You put the heels in charge.
That's what you're going to get. Put the boots to them.
Well, that's the joke. That's the joke of the intro, is that all the clips are us cutting heel promos.
It's very true. We were all heel cutting heel promos. We told you. We warned you.
All right. You guys can vote on the Facebook polls, which Optimus Solo will put up as soon as the episode goes live. You can vote on the website itself. Please do this. As always, listen to the show. Listen to our semi-reasoning why we think which team or the other should win, because there really was no reasoning here. It was kind of, you know, we kind of eliminated all the other teams at this point, and it's basically like, you know, it's a no-brainer. The final matchup is going to be the Hart Foundation versus the Dudley Boys.
Spoiler alert.
Now they're going to vote against that, Mike.
Yeah, now this...
we're going to get spite internet. Votes.
Oh, yeah.
These are spite votes. These are spiteful votes. Spite, bile.
Spite, bile.
Oh, I hope it's the Legion of Doom versus who's the other team?
Bret Hart.
Oh, no, I guess Legion of Doom and Harlem Heat. Let it be Legion of Doom and Harlem Heat.
Oh, God.
Come on, internet. We know you like to troll people on the internet. Let's do it. Prove your worth.
Paul, this 2 episodes ago. Tell your sister, Neil, tell your sister you are right. You are right.
Legion of Doom versus Harlem Heat is a mid-card match on any episode of Nitro.
Not even on Raw, Nitro. How about Thunder?
TNA, maybe. How about a TNA match?
This is on Thunder, circa 1999.
Thunder! Welcome to Thunder!
Thursday Night Thunder! Glacier's here!
Don't get me wrong. Glacier.
David Arquette's going back up tonight. With Oliver Platt for some reason.
And Donald Trump is going to get his head shaved again. Oh, wait. That didn't happen. So if it was Harlem Heat versus Legion of Doom, I might have to say this tournament would have gone down in being
infamous.
The second worst thing other than IGN's top 100 animated series list.
I was on that show. I appreciated that show.
You were on the IGN list. You were on.
Oh, Geekcast Radio. I'm sorry.
Yeah. IGN and Geekcast.
I was on a better show. I was on a GCRN list.
Exactly. So. Yes. Yeah. You're on multiple of them. You can't keep track of which ones you're supposed to be on which nights. We know. all right. I think we're gonna get the heck out of here. Neil, where can the people find you online?
DeCN.com, a goofy superhero webcomic weirdness when I get around to it.
Has she ever met Goofy yet?
No, because that would never happen.
Oh. Anyway, Matt, what about you?
Check us out on Twitter at SimpleTweeters or on Instagram at SimplyGramming, or just check out the website at, well, not even at, just the simplisticreviews.net. That's right, DJ, right?
There you go.
Yeah, yes. That website. Yeah.
The man doesn't even know the name of his own website, folks.
That's how bad it's gotten. Or that's how drunk I am right now. Either way.
Come on, Scott Hall. Let's go.
I have some Southern Comfort eggnog in the fridge downstairs. Yeah!
Bile. That is horrible. That is not good, Mike.
Back to you, Mike. That's horrible. Back to you.
Hey, get the tables.
Matthew, get the table.
DJ, get the eggnog.
Get the eggnog.
Want to be the guy who loves eggnog? DJ loves the nog.
Oh God, I really hate eggnog. Well, that's another show for another day. Go ahead. Yeah.
Where can the people find you, DJ?
Oh man, not by eggnog. Look where eggnog is, and I will not be there. But if you see me drinking eggnog,
Noggin.
It's a cyborg. Kill it, because it's not me. You can find me on Twitter at trying to be DJV and kick it around with this fool Matthew Stewart on the Simplistic Reviews podcast every month.
Yes, I am at TFG and Mike on Twitter. Send all hate mail to at Optimus Solo. Geekcast Radio. Go to the website geekcastradio.com. Check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/geekcastradio network, or the Geekcast Radio Network, I believe is what it is. And go vote, folks. Make your voices heard and make sure it's the Dudley Boys versus the Harlem Heat in the finals.
That's impossible, but
how would that happen? But okay.
Hey, it could happen. There have been stranger things. I mean, you know.
It's mathematically impossible. Back to you, Mike.
It's not like Santino's going to come in on a forklift or anything.
He might come in a wig and a dress and win the Women's Royal Rumble.
Oh, God, no. And on that note, we need to get the fuck out of here. Catch you next time for round 5, folks, here on GCRN Wars.
Good God.
That's all for today, wrestling fans. Stay tuned for our next title-changing episode, How Much Does This Guy Weigh? Or The Gorilla Chases the Weasel.
To see in the superhero webcomic, DeCian's got superhero antics and sexy girls. For action, drama, mayhem, and more, read it now at DeCian.com. DASIEN.com. And for the new DeCian podcast, go to patreon.com/DeCian.
Oh, boy. This is a nightmare. I'm just all over the place tonight, having to fill in. Ugh, God, this is like when you bring Jim Ross back, and he doesn't want to promote anything because he's not a promoting announcer.
Get my barbecue sauce, good the Jim God Ross almighty. Barbecue sauce. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what the name of it is because I'm a name to things. I'm Jim Ross. Jim
Oklahoma
Ross.
Oklahoma Sooner.
By God, I'm Boomer Sooner. Boomer Sooner. Boomer
Sooner. You ready to suck some bone sauce, man?
Get some of that bone sauce on your bones.
How about some of that bone sucking sauce? How about that Sooner sauce?
God. Boomer Sooner sauce. Get that Boomer Sooner sauce. Not affiliated in any proper way with Oklahoma Sooners because I don't want any copyright infringement. Boomer Sooner sauce.
Fired again. I don't want to kiss Vince McMahon's ass again.
I ain't kissing his derriere. Back to you.
Back to you. Back to you, King.
Back to you, literally. Back to you. My back is to you as I walk away. With my barbecue sauce. Jim Ross barbecue sauce. Have I said that yet?
Jim Ross sounds like a very like, hello, my name is Jim Ross.
Hello.
I didn't pull this out for air.
He's Keith David. Jim Ross is Keith David in Jim Ross's barbecue sauce in Requiem for a Dream, which is the movie we're referencing.
I know my sauce is delicious, baby.
Don't.
I didn't bring it out for air.
Oh, Jennifer Connelly.
Mm. Oh, Jennifer. Sorry. All right.
Kids, Requiem for a Dream is a movie about heroin. Speaking of which, Scott Hall was eliminated tonight by Legion.
I don't think it was a heroin guy.
Was he? What was he? A drinking guy?
Drunk.
Who was the heroin guy? What was it? Jeff Hardy? Who was that? I can't remember.
It was Animal from Legion of Doom.
Oh, the Legion of Doom heroin. Speaking of heroin, Keith David also was in the Requiem for a Dream. Who, for some reason, when we do Jim Ross, we fall into a like Keith David impersonation. I don't know why.
For some reason, we sound like Keith David. Hello.
I hate Reddit cops too. Made it work. Charlie Sheen, Emilio Estevez, Keith David. There we go.
Oh my God.
Hey, Redicops too.
Redicops. Hey, Redicops too. That may be the greatest line of all time. Side note, maybe the greatest line of all time.
Maybe the greatest film of all time.
That may be the greatest fourth wall break of all time. Because he breaks the fourth wall of that joke. He turns to the camera and says, I hate Redicops too.
I hate Redicops too. Starring the guy from Summer School.
Kevin Hart's father in Night School.
It's the white guy from Summer School, Chainsaw.
Ben Stiller's dad and what, Something About Mary.
Wow.
Oh no, is he Ben Stiller's dad or is he?
No, he's Mary's. He's Mary's father.
Mary's dad. I'm sorry, I knew somebody's
Stepfather.
Father.
He's Stepfather.
Father. He's in that movie somewhere.
How did you get the Franks above the beans?
He fought Roddy Piper back to wrestling. We've made it a full circle, and they live.
There you go.
People tend to do desperate things when they learn about their other versions.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, brace yourselves.
You just made the list!